Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/entitledparents. In today's first story, an entitled person smokes in somebody else's car when they've been specifically asked not to. Then they get the police involved, and that is where the whole story kind of turns around. It's a good one. Let's get straight into it. Smoke in my car? Enjoy the fresh air. A bit of background. I am from Germany. I have only a few rules concerning my home, my stuff, and my car when other people come around. In my home, it is, I am not a servant. If you want to eat, drink, take it from the fridge or pantry. With my tools, it is, ask before using. And in my car, it is, do not smoke in my car. And for all of the above, make a mess and you clean it up. Seems reasonable? Well, not for the guy in this story. This happened in summer 2015. I got my car in December of 2014, a 2008 Volkswagen Golf 1.9 diesel. I still drive it. I was on my way to a convention and decided to take a passenger with me. Really nice to have some company on a 6-hour drive. I picked him up and told him about the no smoking rule. Everything seemed fine until we hit the autobahn. This guy pulled out a pack of cigarettes and lit one up. This conversation ensued. Hey, what the heck? I told you no smoking. My passenger replied, so what? What are you gonna do about it? Kick you out? You know, it is illegal to stop on the Autobahn. For those of you that don't know, the Autobahn is the German motorway. Now, this is true, to be fair. German law states you can't stop on the Autobahn unless it is an emergency or your car breaks down. You even get fined for running out of gas on the Autobahn, as it is preventable. Anyways, I knew something my smoking passenger didn't. There was a truck stop just 3 kilometers ahead. I got off the Autobahn and stopped at said truck stop. All right, out my car, now. You can't do that to me. Sure as heck I can. This is my car and I have every right to kick you out. The next part is a bit blurry, as it was mainly screaming at each other. I remember getting out of my car and tossing his suitcase and bag out of my car, then dragging him out of my car and shoving him to the ground. I drove off and listened to music the rest of the drive, singing along to Rammstein. Later that evening, I was in the hotel room relaxing after my drive. I'd been there for about 3 hours at that point when I heard a knock on the door. Hotel management, hotel security, the convention organizer, and the police were all standing there with a smug-looking smoker passenger. The police told me they picked him up about 2 kilometers away from the truck stop on the Autobahn. He claimed I kicked him out at the spot where they found him. The policeman said to me, "You do know this is illegal. You broke highway code XYX and willingly endangered this guy's life." I reply, "Sir, with all respect, he has been lying to you. I kicked him out at the truck stop. You can ring them up. I'm sure they have it on tape. Did he even tell you why I kicked him out?" "No, he didn't." I then told them the story and explained I didn't want him in my car anymore because he broke my personal rules in my personal car. I kicked him out at the truck stop as from there he could have easily called someone to come and pick him up. The smoking passenger turned very pale by that point. The policeman looked at him, furious. "Is this true? Well, you need to come with me." The smoker got charged with falsely accusing me. It was a money-related penalty, in the four-figure range. It wasn't the first time, as I later found out. The convention actually cancelled his membership, hotel management cancelled his reservation, and I got free drinks at the hotel bar for my entire stay, as well as a free sponsor upgrade for the convention. You see, in my opinion, this is one of those entitled parent stories where I genuinely wouldn't really mind being involved because realistically, imagine you're OP in this situation, right? All that's happened to you is someone has smoked in your car. Yeah, it's annoying, but you can always go and get it cleaned or, you know, just get like an air freshener or something. It's not the end of the world after you told them not to. And then in return for that, you get massive upgrades at your hotel, free drinks, and an upgrade to the convention that you love to go to. I mean, I think that's a good thing, right? I know it's a bit annoying, obviously, to have that guy smoking in your car, but put that behind you, you're going to have a great week at this amazing convention. I reckon it's a win for you, OP. To be fair, though, smoking when you've been asked not to in a reasonable situation is probably one of the rudest things you can do, right? Because, you know, not only is it quite smelly and quite generally disgusting, I guess, to some people, it's also negatively impacting the health of the people you're smoking around. You know, secondhand smoking is a real thing, even for a short time. I mean, in this situation, it was a 6-hour car drive. That could have a negative impact on somebody's health. Maybe they're asthmatic, you never know. So yeah, don't do that if you're a smoker when someone else asks you not to. Yeah, OP, you lucked out. That's all I'm going to say. You did luck out, I reckon. Now moving on to our next story. My father is hurt that I didn't tell him I was depressed. He tells people he has 2 children instead of 3. This is something that happened over a long period of time, and one might say that I'm jealous of my sister because of this. It started when I had just ended my second year of high school. I was depressed and had severe anxiety about basically anything at this point. I had stayed at my ex-boyfriend's family for almost 4 months when I moved back to father. Our relationship was already damaged at this point, but it didn't get any better after this. I spent one weekend at my father's, but every night I cried myself to sleep. I was so exhausted from all the stress that had built up, trying to maintain a relationship that seemed one-sided. I talked with my ex's father and asked him for advice. We talked and I felt it was best to move to them, permanently. They noticed me, they saw that I was depressed, they said they could help me, but in retrospect, it only made things worse. I told my father and he became cold. He only said, okay. He didn't ask why or anything. This made me feel so bad, like I'd really hurt him.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The day I moved, he only stared at his computer. He didn't say anything to me. He only said goodbye to me when I had taken all my things. I tried to talk to him for years after this, but he either ignored me or told me to talk to my new family. I was conflicted. I felt horrible. I didn't know what to do. I tried to mend things with my father after I graduated high school, explaining why I moved. He said, why didn't you tell me? I can't read your mind. How was I supposed to know you were so sad? Yes, he used the word sad to describe my depression. I tried to explain to him why, that I didn't want to say anything because that would mean I accept that I was depressed. I was actually in denial for the longest time. It wasn't until I almost jumped from the 7th floor that I came to realize how bad it was. Thanks to a friend of mine who had my mother's phone number, my mum called me and on a whim, I answered while I was in full panic mode. I guess this is when my mum also realized just how bad my depression was. She begged my friend to take me home to her, and when we did, I just collapsed. My mum stepped up and drove me to doctor after doctor, and finally we got to see a psychiatrist who prescribed me medication. We had this conversation after all this, and I felt strong enough to ask mother to get my father to come so we could talk. My dad then came with his oh-so-familiar quotes he liked to use when he felt he was right and I was wrong. You should have listened to me and done what I told you. Then we wouldn't be in this situation now. And that was the end of that conversation. Fast forward a few years after my son was born. This was when I last spoke to father eye to eye. I sent him a message asking what I have done wrong. He answered, nothing that I'm aware of. I answered back, then why won't you respond to me when I call you or text you? I never got another message again. A few years flies away and my mum calls me one New Year's Eve to tell me some good news and bad news. I was afraid to ask, but I wanted to know. Mum told me the good news first. My father and sister had finally signed the adoption papers. I was so happy for them. I told Mum to congratulate them for me as I had no way of contacting them. Both my father and sister had blocked my number and blocked me on every social media. That's when my mum became serious. She took a deep breath before she broke the bad news. My father had gone round telling people he had 2 children. my sister, and my brother. When people had asked him about me, he had only repeated that he had two children. So he no longer acknowledged me as his daughter. Mother noticed how I became quiet and tried to comfort me with that. Now that she finally had a good relationship with me, she would never let me go again. This is years after the phone incident, by the way. My mum told me that my father and sister had tried to get my mum and stepfather to ignore me and shut me out too. She had refused and yelled at them for even suggesting such a thing. I didn't know what to feel. Hearing how I, a daddy's girl, no longer had a father after 20 years on and off. He'd basically disowned me. I wanted to cry, but I held it in. I had my son next to me, and I am so thankful for him. If he hadn't been there, I would have jumped headfirst from the balcony, third floor. I broke down after my son fell asleep. I later found out that I could access his Facebook, and I could confirm it by myself. He had written, "My family consists of two children, Opie's sister and brother, none other." By this time, I had completely shut down. I'm kind of glad that Mum told me, instead of finding out by myself later. I know I haven't been the best daughter, or even a good one at times. I've done some pretty bad things for attention, I've lied to get friends, I've made decisions I regret to this day. I was a depressed teenager though, for goodness sake, but it just hurts so much. 5 years has passed since this, and when I had visited my mum and met my dad, they lived in the same town, my dad just ignored me, acted like I wasn't there. He turned his head when he saw me, turned his back at me, or only answered my greetings out of hateful politeness. Oh my goodness, OP, wow. Imagine, you know, pretty much being disowned, effectively disowned, if not legally, mentally, by your parent, your father, for having depression and going through probably the worst period of your life. It makes no sense to me. It's the opposite of what a father or any parent should do, right? Or just any decent human being. They should be there to look after you and, you know, support you if you're going through such a horrible experience like the one you were going through. Do people not realize that you can recover from depression? You just need massive support from people around you, just like your mum in this situation. You said, OP, your mum stepped up, took you to the doctors, and you got prescribed some amazing medication that looked to have been working a little bit, at least. I guess your father doesn't realize that, you know, you can actually help people in depression. They're not just suicidal forever, they can be helped and you can save a life. Genuinely, I wonder what your dad's reaction would have been had you actually jumped off of, you know, your apartment floor like you said you were going to. Would he have regretted his actions? I reckon deep down he definitely would have done. I just don't get what he gets from, you know, not speaking to you or acting as if you don't exist. I don't even understand how you even upset him in the first place. Was it literally by telling him that you were depressed? I just don't get it. Yeah, he's a weird bloke and there's no wonder that him and your mum have split up. Honestly, I imagine that your mum's new husband, your stepfather, is probably a much better bloke than your dad, because your mum seems like a really great person. Your dad, on the other hand, seems like an absolute pillock. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. A little bit more of a serious one today. If you enjoy this, you know, more serious style of video, I'll drop another one on screen right now. This is another, you know, more kind of deep video. So yeah, go and check that out if you like this style more than the more fun ones. If you do want more every single day and you are new around here, make sure to subscribe to my channel by clicking this button. And if you want some lovely merch for Christmas, it would make an amazing Christmas present, trust me, then that's down here as well. And yeah, I'd appreciate you checking out all three things.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.